Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, watch this.
All right. Hilarious.
Windex starts working even before you wipe for a superior streak-free shine.
Let's do it again.
Windex, a superior streak-free shine.
Good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. This is a Damon production. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Press number 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Select either live shows or by title. Once you go to review the previous shows on www.blogtalkradio.com, and I would like to let you know that tonight's show is titled, Why Are There Different Types of COVID Variants? Why are they surfacing and resurfacing? Will there ever be permanent vaccines or cures for these diseases? Which countries have the highest level product of COVID cases that are recorded in the media as of September 2021? Plus, the Afghanistanian situation. It still has present problems with the Taliban, according to some sources. Will reasonable conclusions and compromises considered, or is it too early to say? And is there ever going to be an end to the wildfires spreading from the West Coast moving towards the East Coast in the United States? Is there any improvement despite the lack of enough rain over there? Plus, guns and other weapons. They continue to take the lives of innocent people and of a few lawmakers nationally as we try to get criminals from randomly hurting other people. Meanwhile, sex trafficking of innocent children, women, and men, they still plague the globe as we speak. There's a speculation that I may be picking up very soon at the next show, which would be, for one, ransomware versus a future cashless society, question mark, of course. The next one, robotics versus future human unemployment, question mark. Bags and other disposable plastic wares, the challenges against the future global environmental issues. Well, again, good evening, everyone. According to the CDC, which stands for the Center for Disease Control, COVID-19, August the 6th, 2021. Say about the Delta variant, of course. Vaccines continue to reduce a person's risk of contracting the virus that causes COVID-19, including this present variant. Vaccines are highly effective against severe illness, but the Delta variant causes more infections and spread faster than the earlier forms of the virus that caused COVID-19. Also, they said, viruses constantly change through mutation. For those of us who are not absolutely sure what mutation that means as they take a different form and a different shape as time goes on. And they say the new variants of a virus are expected to occur. Sometimes new variants emerge. They come about, in other words, and then they disappear. So these are the mutants. Some continue to exist. Some do not. Other times, new variants are persistent. In other words, they're not going anywhere. But the vaccines may be something that might aid in this situation. They say numerous variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 are being tracked in the United States and globally, in other words, all over the world, during this pandemic. Well, everyone, I would like to say, when you hear of Delta variants or any newly named variants of the COVID family, these are constant evolutions of a pandemic that we had almost gotten rid of a few months ago. At least that's what we thought. And it was discovered about a year before that when even that occurred, which is the year 2020, the month of approximately revealed anyway. There is a saying that goes, we were almost there. So, of course, it has caused worldwide suspicions and panic to be caught off guard, and then the new COVID called the Delta variant, which looks almost like a similar picture of last year's COVID-19 pandemic. It was a single cell image of something similar to what we called coronavirus. Well, a few months ago, when the Delta variant had came out of nowhere, according to sources, scientific researchers revealed even more similar variations of the Delta variant came into play and rapidly produced unexpectedly, creating images similar to what was originally the coronavirus cell, and it created more tension in the hearts and lives of many more people as the race to continue more vaccines would be developed and hopefully a possible cure. Well, anyway, you know, the same thing said by the CDC, who reportedly said, all COVID-19 tests can detect all variants, but they will not tell you which variant you have. That's not intentional. It's just because of the intention of the evolution of the way these cells from the Delta variant mutate and take on a new form so rapidly, you don't know what's what until the scientists finally narrow what they can down and give you a report on what they have seen or what they feel as though that it should be named as and identify the best that it can, the origin of where it came from. So not only do they not know anything about which one of you amongst all of us, in other words, are able to receive the variant in our system, but they cannot guarantee protection. Even with the use of the vaccine, which was by happenstance approved by the Food and Drug Administration even, of course, who works with the World Health Organization, WHO. But They admit they don't know how effective the vaccine will be against the new variants that may arise, of course. We see the variants in your, well, we receive them in our bodies. It gives me the impression that these people cannot say that that new vaccine can work against it, but they do seem to effectively follow the path of how the previous vaccines have at least taken some effect, so everyone can understand that they may stand a fighting chance. But with that being said, they tell you about the symptoms, and they say some variants cause more people to get sicker and die. They're honest about that. So there are some variants, they may get into your bloodstream or their body, our bodies. And, of course, you know, you can become sicker from it. Some people, unfortunately, die. Maybe it's an issue of the timing, as, for example, how long you've had it, or the metabolism of your body's inner cells, our physical makeup, and if we're able to fight it off with our immune systems and or the treatment of the vaccines. They give you an example. There's not only the Delta variant, but there's something called the Alpha variant, which means that it's an extremity of the coronavirus that have bounced off and turned around and taken different forms. They still do, speaking of the CDC, recommend that you wear a mask because they said people who are not fully vaccinated should wear masks indoors in the public at all levels of community. And so the CDC also recommend that people who are actually fully vaccinated, they should wear a mask indoors in areas of substantial or considered what they consider high transmission. They say wearing a mask is most important if you have a weakened immune system because it's obvious. The weaker your immune system, you know, we all don't have the same body makeup as others. There may be some of us who may be allergic to something and not another thing, or we may take a longer time to heal, or we have to be particularly careful of the medicines that we take because our immune systems may or may not be able to hold up under it the same conditions of another person. It's not to say that you're worse off. It may be a person who may be able to take all that. But if they do not take the precaution that it takes to follow along with the best solution to get themselves better, it doesn't matter who has the stronger or weaker immune system. They said wearing a mask is most important because of your age in some cases. Some people's age does matter because they may have a different lifestyle or this different body makeup internally. And some people who may be the same age may not have any complications whatsoever. They say they want you to be careful because of underlying medical conditions. Say, for example, if you have respiratory problems that are severe, you may want to stay on top of making sure that you at least, if not being vaccinated, precautions wearing a mask. They're not guaranteeing anything, I don't believe. They're just trying to warn you because they want you to understand that, yes, if you don't take precaution against all of this that's going out, which they believe is airborne. Well, I can't say they, but many people have discussed how they felt as though it was airborne. They want you to make sure that if you have any conditions, that if you can wear the mask, the better a situation can be. Well, some people are what they call anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers are people who really don't believe in, obviously, the vaccine. Unfortunately, I can specifically say that I've had a relative who was in a critical situation, submitted to a hospital. She survived, and she admitted she was an anti-vaxxer prior to all of this. Well, I'm quite sure her children and herself, they have taken this matter a lot more safely to consider vaccinating or just at least stay out of the presence of people within still 6 feet or more, preferably 6 feet. Sometimes they recommend 12 if you really can, because of the possibility of people contracting this environment. And of course, they still want you to wash your hands diligently, not to the point where you consider what they call obsessive compulsive. In other words, a person who overdoes it, but within reason. And if you wash your hands and touch another area that you know you may would like to stay away from, it is definitely a recommendation. I know we spoke on these matters previously, but some people do need reminders. I've had people to say to remind me, hey, your mask. And I would say, oh, thank you, because maybe I had to take it down in order to take a drink of water, for example. And upon taking that drink, I said, I forgot to put the mask back up. So I don't get offended. I trust that these people have my best interest at heart, because I know these individuals, well, of course, who usually remind me, and I know their character, and I know that they would like to see me around for a while, just like I would do the same for them. They say that you are at increased risk for severe diseases. If you are, then you definitely want to take a precaution not to have this virus or variant to, you know, meld with whatever you're going through and do something very awkward that you really wouldn't like. And they say, or if someone in your household who have a weakened immune system, you'd be surprised. Your own children, they may have something going on with them, and they come into your home, you know, and you didn't know that their immune system was, and you get a brand new surprise at the cost of having to be on the alert for the deviant variant. They said, of course, yes, it can increase the risk for severe diseases to cause you your life, which is obvious. So they said people who are not vaccinated should continue to take steps to protect themselves. Now, of course, we know there are many people who have pessimistic thoughts, and some people thinking they're considered pessimistic. Others think that maybe some of this have been a hoax or a scare tactic or a financial gain on behalf of the government or whoever they like to say to obtain money or prestige or just jobs that are really necessary for who they want. This is an actual thought. I hear too many criticisms, and I am not the one to tell them they're right or they're wrong, but the name of the game is don't take a chance. I'm not going to ask you to go out there and feed into the panic, but if you see enough pictures, as I have, televised and then some, of people who have been pretty much in pretty sad situations, holding on for dear life, and at their most crucial times in life, you may want to think twice about trying to believe that everything and everybody is against you in this matter. Yes, we do have people who are definitely, unfortunately, very crooked about the way they like to deal with the public, because they feel as though that we do not have the same research information they don't have, but we don't have any proof of that at this point. And that's not to say let your guards down. Continue to research what you can to make sure this is valid information so that you can definitely spread the word. And they also said that some variants seem to spread more easily and quickly than other variants. Remember, I said there are different types of these variants, in other words, these COVIDs. And they say it may lead to more cases of COVID-19. All types of things could be deduced from this. Say, for example, there could be a combination of COVID-19 variants that can pretty much merge and come up with a strain that wasn't expected from the ones that were already found. All types of weird things can occur out here. So they do address also the variants of concern in the United States. In other words, things that we may want to take caution to, and their place of origin with which they happen to evolve from. Say, for example, let's just say, for example, the United Kingdom, which is England, for those of us who are not familiar with the UK abbreviation, they say there are treatments which are effective against this variant. In other words, most likely the vaccines. And they say they spread much faster than the other variants. So they were the key variants people had to look out for. Speaking of this COVID variant disease, when I first heard about this a few months ago, once the former coronavirus scare has started to die down with the expectation of the vaccine pretty much shutting down here in the United States. The first place I've heard of the deviant variant coming up, it will be more so in the United Kingdom. And then it continued to spread. Was it the place of origin? That I can't say. They say they work, vaccine does work against this variant, and what is expected to occur after you receive the vaccine. They say they are remaining very rare to not have positive effects, provided that you take it soon enough. And they said these vaccines are particularly effective against severe illnesses, hospitalization, and death. Now, I know my good buddy, Sister Bessie, she have good reasons to have speculation against the vaccines. Maybe she knows something that I don't know. I'm not going to criticize her or pass judgment, not only on her, but maybe thousands of people across the United States. But if you ever go, you've seen enough pictures of people who suffer crucially on a hospital bed, and you see the state that they're in, you may want to look into the matter of what vaccines are expected to do, at least. So I respect her judgment on things that she's learned, but I'm just sort of putting it out there to you all, because you may want to at least take into consideration right at this moment, they considering Pfizer at the top of the vaccine list. And they're also discussing still Moderna. And if I'm not mistaken, in the UK, they discussed having AstraZeneca being up there. And it appears that Johnson & Johnson, they're the only ones that require one shot, not two. In other words, one at one point, and then a few weeks later, another. It's not a demand, but it's just a suggestion, they say. They just want to make sure you know if you want to value your life, they can try to help you. Then they mention South Africa. And, of course, they say it may spread faster than other variants. The treatment. They say certain monoclonal antibiotic treatments are less effective against the variants. So when they mention certain monoclonal antibiotic treatments are less effective, maybe they are not getting the proper strains of the vaccine that are more diligently taking care of people who are affected. Now, it's a shame that it would have to be in such a low-income environment such as South Africa, but unfortunately, this is what they have to work with. Maybe they're working with the wrong producers of vaccine, the very ones who do not guarantee that they're going to have the same effects as the others do that were already in effect out there and working properly. They said that for South Africa, some breakthrough infections are expected. In other words, they do have reason to believe some people can survive it, but they are remaining rare, which means most likely too many people are still dying at massive amounts compared to other places. They say all vaccines are particularly effective against the severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Then there's another variant called Gamma, part one. It was first identified in Brazil. The spread, they said it spreads faster than the other variants. So this particular virus definitely does move at a rapid pace, like the other two mentioned. They said the treatments, they said, well, considering the previous situation, certain monoclonal antibiotic treatments, they are less effective against the variant. It doesn't render the same treatment results, given this impression listening to this one, as maybe something in a more financially affluent environment. Not saying highly affluent, influential environment, but that's pretty much what it appears to be said. So there's one called Delta, which is the very one that appeared right during the nearing of coronavirus that started a year and some months ago. And they said definitely with it spreading much faster than others, they say they have severe illness and death, which may cause more severe cases than the other variants. So it had been seen with pictures on television of people who had laid in the streets waiting for oxygen tanks. Hopefully some people who could receive donated oxygen tanks full of air so they can hopefully not have to take their last breath. So when they say severe, it is definitely that status over there in India as well. So they said the treatment, which is, of course, again, certain monoclonal antibiotic treatments, which are less effective against that particular variant as well. From what I see that is listed in order of different countries that are receiving a lot of flack for being the most highly overtaken countries. At one time, there was a report earlier this week that the United States was tops in that list. Maybe about 48 of the 50 states have been in that number. Could be 50 at this point. You know how things fluctuate. Then there was, of course, India listed as second in charge. Then there was Brazil. Brazil, unfortunately, have a huge poverty rate as well. Well, the United States' excuse may be a little different than the other two countries listed. But they do receive a lot of traffic, you know, traveling, people who travel in and out of, you know, the area. Some people feel as though they are not doing enough of what it takes to make sure that they monitor who goes in and out, especially by airplane, in other words, as well as any other source, but particularly by their airplanes. They're not monitoring enough of the people who are imported and exported. And this is where all of this come in at. And truthfully, if you're not monitoring the people coming and going, then there's going to be a problem. There's going to be an overtaking of all of this going on because it is a very dangerous environment to pretend that you can just hop on airplanes and don't expect the circulatory system in the airplanes not to deliver and to expel a lot of this bad air amongst the flyers. So with that being said, I will continue, but I would like to invite caller number one in, please, and I would appreciate if you state your name, and if you have a show, please note the show that you're on and the day and time, and I would appreciate it. So thank you, caller number one.
Hey, Terry Petito. How are you, Antonia?
Oh, hi. How are you, Jerry? It is wonderful talking to you.
It's always wonderful talking to you. Yep, I just wanted to, of course, call in and support you because I absolutely love you. Before I forget, I will tell you when my show is because I always forget. It's Tuesday, September 21st. At 9:30 p.m. And Shaylin Slate is my guest. She's actually an incredible singer who actually just got an award for one of her albums. So she's a young, beautiful singer. But, you know, I just wanted to call in and say hello to you and to support you. That's all.
Well, you know what, Jerry? It's always good to hear from you. Oh, this is the Jersey Jewel, everybody. She has a diverse set of persons that she invites to the show. I mean, she's had magicians. She's had entertainers. And she also had discussed the subject of coronavirus because her area of specialty is more than justifiably enough to invite people to, you know, make sure you know that you're going to get more than your money's worth. Plus, she was the very first international Hall of Famer who have won the category of the Internet Hall of Fame Award. So thank you, Jerry, and I really appreciate it. It's always good to hear from you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, hon. Okay, thank you. Next person, caller number two. Would you like to come in, please?
Good evening, Antonia Bates, Queen Sister. How are you?
Oh, good evening. Now, you're going to have to, with that wonderful voice of yours, tell me your name again. And, of course, don't forget to mention your show when you'll be present again, like Jerry said, September 21st. And make sure you put a plug in for what you do and how you do it, because it will be wonderful to make sure everybody out there knows what a diverse set of people we have. Thank you.
Yes.
And
yes,
you
this
are?
This is Jared Thomas. Jared, the gifted one, Thomas from Shreveport, Louisiana, with a little tea time. And my show is actually tomorrow night. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to call in 516-453-9133 for some tea time with me and my guest, Emma Dumar. And she will be sharing some of her wonderful poetry with us. So I definitely look forward to you guys calling in tomorrow. And I wanted to let you know that you're doing a fantastic job with your show. You're doing a wonderful job with your show tonight. The topic is very interesting, and I'm actually under the weather right now, but I wanted to definitely call and just salute you for your show tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you. And don't forget to take a cough drop for that wonderful voice of yours so we can make sure we hear you clearly. You know, I
yes,
had
ma'am.
My bout
thank
with
you.
A little... Okay. Well, everybody, this is Jared. He'll be on tomorrow night following my show at 9:30 p.m. and Eastern Standard Time for those who are operating by the GMT time. And I would love for you to be able to hear his poetry and anybody who has anything nice to say about whatever he has to share. If you're a critic, be a self-critic, but at least appreciate what he has to share, because I haven't heard group poetry in a while because I've been a little out of circulation right now. But, you know, bouncing back. Now, we had some fantastic poets that have came through here in the past years, and I will say they are fantastic. They are just like something that Jared's going to have to make sure he live up to as being another residential poet. And I look forward to hearing him. So I'm going to work on changing my schedule, because I'm going to have to start actually setting my alarm clock to make sure that he gets his just due. So you have a great night, Jared, and thank you again. All right. With that being said, is there anyone else who's trying to call in? Caller number three?
That's what it is. You know what? She's also empathic. She's empathic on the lines right now. And everybody that calls in, not always will be a host, Antonia Bass, but this one is. How about that?
Okay. Look, bring them on, as they say. Because I'm telling you, you know, we need to all share this knowledge and these lovely things they can share with the audience so they know what to look forward to. Okay, well, everyone, well, we have caller number three. Isn't you? Identify yourself, please.
Hi. Peace and blessings, my sister Antonia.
Oh, peace and blessings to you, Sister Bessie. You know you're more than welcome to call. And by all means, drop some knowledge coming from your standpoint. Because, please,
yes,
because
I,
we
I love your show.
Hear what you have to say.
I love your input. And everything you said, it almost coincides with my show this week, but now I got to change it.
No, it'll be an extension of it as far as I'm concerned.
No, I love you diddly. Listen, you laid it out there, and I love you. You continue to bring positive and understanding to many people, and I love you so much.
Thank you. Well, you know I love you too, Sister Bessie. We know, I will say this much, we got to take care of ourselves, because if not, we don't get the opportunity to share all this great stuff with these people out here. It's not an issue about who's right, who's wrong, but pick from it. And make sure, my sister Betsy, you know, continue the pros and cons so we can all hopefully survive all this. So thank you very much. And make sure that you tell your show's date and, of course, you know, like you said, you're going on the rest of the week. I don't know which day, but and the time, of course. If there's anything else you'd like to add to it, look, if you want to debate what I have to say about the vaccine, by all means, put your two cents in here.
Yes, the only thing that I was going to state this Friday, but you heard about Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has come under a lot of scrutiny. And I think about 2 years ago, I spoke about this man, and I felt that he was a deceiver. And he's being questioned a lot that he may be involved financially in the corporation of the vaccines and how they were created and the virus. And I remember 2 years ago, I told them that Dr. Fauci was involved with Dr. Gallo. Dr. Gallo is the one that found the sequence of the AIDS virus, he claimed, and which he claimed that the AIDS virus came from green monkey. You know, it's like every time they want to say a virus comes out, it comes from an animal. But the problem is that the scientists are mixing DNA with animal DNA in order to create these viruses. So Dr. Gallo, as we know, 30 million Africans died of the AIDS virus. So many people were also talking about the AIDS virus was created. But I want people to know that Dr. Fauci was associated with Dr. Gallo, who headed the scientists for the AIDS virus. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, and I still feel the same way, that this virus has been created by man. I do not believe these viruses that come out, nature does not work like that. A lot of times we will have diseases that will come out 5, 10 years, 100 years later. But these variants are coming out back to back. So that's my problem, and I wanted to throw that in. And thank you so much for what you do, my sister. We're connected, and I love it.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. So considering all what you have said, listen, I do, yes, invite pessimism, because somebody has to keep all that's what's going on in a sensible order of being able to be reasoned with, to be questioned, because we're not supposed to sit by and establish what's right, what's wrong, based only on what a sole person has to say about anything true. You know, we can respect them. We find them to be truthful, well, wonderful. But if we find that we have a good reason to speculate, that's good too. So everyone, oh, yes, Sister Betsy, she said she will be on this Friday, I'm presuming at 9:30 p.m. also. And considering all that, I look forward to listening to her show as well. The reason being that obviously we want to hear the pros and cons so we can come to the right conclusion ourselves. If you choose to be an anti-vaxxer, if all you want to do is just wear a mask to show that you're doing what you may consider your part, that's wonderful. I just really hate to wake up and find out that sometimes that these people who are actually rebellious against the whole matter don't at least maybe want to halfway meet the experts, as they call themselves, halfway by at least wearing a mask, because I don't want to see anything happen to their children, their people in their community, or even themselves. Because I'm not too crazy about the horror stories I hear from Thomas being said. Well, thank you very much, Sister Bessie, and that's very important. So as with that being said, well, don't forget, everybody, tomorrow night, Cherry Petito, the 21st of this month, and then there's Sister Bessie this coming Friday evening, 9:30. You're missing out on a lot of intelligent information and entertainment that can keep your spirits up while we all still go through this. Because they swear down everybody gets anxiety behind this. I don't know who these people are. Some people are just glad to be aware of what's going on so they can make a good decision for themselves as to which direction they'd like to go into regarding all of this. So thank you again, Sister Bessie. Well, I would like to also say, according to CNN News, Afghanistan is presently trying to get over 100 Americans and even more Afghans to leave the city safely, or hoping that they will get help from the United States. And from the over 400 volunteers, which are obviously trained pilots by an officer here, I believe his name is Scott, last name Scott, and other volunteer pilot trainers. One rescue volunteer, he said he was told to leave the area because the country didn't want him to come in there, so he went to leave, and his aircraft was shot down. And, of course, with him talking, he survived it, but it was presumed by Taliban forces. You heard me say presumed. And the pilot had survived, but he's in the hospital from a back injury, and he is not allowed to leave that city that he was in, when he was obviously taken into the hospital environment with a very bad back from all that had occurred, which actually is a place above the city of Afghanistan. They said, meanwhile, criticism of the United States President Joe Biden, because they felt as though he has not handled the matter correctly. Different people, such as critics who are like amongst media maybe, but more so political representatives, but very highly opinionated persons out there, period. They felt as though he could have handled that, rescue a different way. And one was it by his lack of planning on the safety and the extraction of the materials and the trained dogs to leave that place. So anyway, they are talking about taking all this chaos into consideration and be hopeful that for these people who are left behind, that these individuals, despite this irrational overtaking, will be able to come out safely from that environment. They include women and children. One woman who happened to be an American resident who has a baby. So that's a very unusual situation for the way it all was handled, but I'm quite sure they discussed in the boardroom or the president's cabinet a different reason why they did what they did, be it right, be it wrong, be it awkward, be it correct. And you never know, they may be able to come up with some degree of negotiation. So let's be hopeful and pray for those folks. So out in the western part of the United States, there have been massive fires which originated in Northern California and worked its way down the West Coast over there in California and up Oregon and Washington State and down and up the coast. It didn't remain there. Of course, we know it spread. And it looked like it's trying to, unfortunately, reach, like, the United States area, and maybe trying to merge somewhat into the middle of the United States. Hopefully, that won't be the circumstances. But they did say that there was a lot of unpaved, dry land and foliage and trees along the way, which is surprising because America normally prides itself in having a good layout for how their terrain is pretty much developed for sightseeing and things of that nature. Somebody must have forgot the irrigation systems along the way to a certain point during the development of the country. But there have been diligent firefighters who are on land and crop dusting devices along the area where the powder was sprayed across the land with crop dusting planes, as mentioned. And the area is pretty much not contained enough because it is amazing. Only 12% of the containment has been recently reported as being resolved. So, of course, those wildfires still burn crazy. But with that being said, we're going to pause on that issue, and I would love to bring in the next person and see what they have to say. It would be a pleasure to find out what intelligent information they can give that definitely I don't know about, or I might know about and could pretty much join them in on. And with that being said, I would like to ask the next caller, would you please come in and tell who you are?
My name is Joe. I'm calling because I took a look at your description page, and you've got a variety of topics. COVID, Afghanistan, yes. And you were talking about the wildfires. So which one would you like to tackle first with me?
You know what? Just shoot it to me however you choose to, Joe, because I'm interested in hearing what you have to say.
Okay. With the wildfires, I'm going to speculate. This I read, I can't verify it, but I read that the reason why the wildfires in California are out of control, or have been out of control, is because they have, you mentioned irrigation. I don't know anything about that. But they were supposed to have these fire blocks in place, and I think they actually had them in place for a number of years, and then for the last couple of years, they neglected them. So as a result, the fire blocks, the fires, which are ordinarily occurring in California, are out of control because they're going beyond the fire block. And that's the fault of either the state or the federal government. Doesn't matter to me because the government, regardless of whether it's the state or the federal government, it's all messed up and always does things wrong for the American people. With regards to Afghanistan, I think, now, how can you mess something like that up that badly? How can you pull out troops and leave Americans behind? And then to top it off, They're bringing in 112,000 Afghans into the United States. What percentage of them do you think are happy coming to the country that's been bombing them for 20 years?
Oh, boy. Wow.
You think we might have a few problems with them? I think so.
Joe, it's good to hear you speak on that. I'm a veteran, served in the Navy. I'm just curious. You're not one. Not that it matters. Am I correct? But I just wanted to hear your opinion about that. A veteran.
United States veteran.
Oh, I'm a vet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. And I'll tell you why I mention it. Not because it was so significant to mention, but I say that to say this. Keep in mind that some of us who may have had to serve during that particular time and issue, I'm not speaking for myself, but it makes me wonder, it's like rubbing hands with somebody you don't know but may not like you, you know, because they feel some type of way, you know. Maybe they will benefit from coming here and all that great stuff. I wonder. I hope they cover the behinds. I almost said that A double scribble word. I hope they cover behind. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. I hope they cover.
Well, you're
going to
say cover your ass, which is what the government. Yeah, which is what the government always does.
Yeah, they do have a reference they make. I just don't want anybody's kids out there saying, well, guess who told us AS double scribble over the phone or over the internet. But go ahead. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, it's no big deal. But I wonder how, just like you said, they will feel about having to come here and maybe become citizens and say to them, well, we're going to have to, you know, have a different outlook on how we deal with or how we do or don't care about the people who are there that we're going to be amongst. Maybe they'll have a better outlook. Maybe they won't. But it's good to stay on top of things because you never know what goes on out here when people have a different mindset of people who were raised in this country or, you know, things of that nature, born and raised, whatever. So, you do have to stay on top of things as an individual observing this for the sake of not only your community, but hopefully the protection of the country. And go ahead, please.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The country. Because it's not about a different culture coming over here. I heard the other day, I was talking to somebody, and they know somebody from New York. And in New York, in one particular section of New York, they have 124 different languages and over 200 different nationalities in this one section of New York. And I found that kind of unbelievable, but okay. I mean, look, they told me that's what's going on in that state. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. The thing is that when you're from a country that's been invaded and occupied by the Pentagon, NATO, England, France, and Germany, all combined together to make sure that the people really want to do what NATO wants them to do, they're going to have a grudge a mile long. Not to mention, out of 112,000 coming over here, there's got to be a few thousand who have to be terrorists to begin with. You know, jihadists is on their mind from beginning to end, from the time America landed on their soil until now. It is stupid to bring them over here. But the Pentagon is not comprised of geniuses. Neither is the European Union, which also takes refugees from countries which NATO's been bombing and brings them over there to that country. They have so much problems in England and in France, you wouldn't even believe. As a result of migrants who have been there, you know, and just killing, raping, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm not looking forward to the Afghans coming over here, or the Syrians, or anybody else that America has stuck its nose into. America is not the police chief of the world. They try to make people believe that, but they're not. America's always been an imperialistic nation. So is Germany and France and China and Russia. Everybody wants to conquer everybody else. And everybody has to recognize that.
And you know, it's so funny you mentioned, Joe, you know, it's not an issue of repelling people based on their background in general, but some people are hard, fast people about pretty much have an animosity and a bone to pick.
based on past mm-hmm. situations. Some people, they're willing to make the adjustments that it'll take to be over here. But if I'm wondering this one particular, I've heard, believe me, God be my witness, all types of people have, just whether if we're sitting at a bus stop, whether if I'm going to Walmart and we're standing in line, some people may have been, God be my witness, Trump supporters and some, but they were just glad to talk to some other people that mm-hmm. we all had aside enough discussing issues that really matter about what will happen once this so-called melting pot becomes
mm-hmm.
an infringement upon what, you know, we're capable of doing. Because, you know, there are going to be people who have problems with, well, they're not going to be taxpaying citizens. Who's going to pay for all this? Especially since we're crying broke now because of the
yeah.
way the budget has been handled.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say something wrong? Let me know. Step on my toes. I respect
oh, no.
the president because
oh,
of his
no.
office. And,
I don't
and
respect
some people are
the
saying,
president.
Who's going to carry? Yes. Well, who's going to carry
the
tab
office, maybe.
For?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I said the office maybe, but not Biden.
Yes. I'll put it to you like this here. I don't know who his planners are. Here, his interior planners are during the course of
uh-huh.
all of this. I don't know who they consult, but they may want to consider another source of people who plan what's best for the country, the people of the country, considering that, you know, we know that things are going to change the face of the United States, where it's not that we've gotten comfortable, but we're already struggling. Some people who are middle class, I won't speak for myself, they're mm-hmm. trying to struggle to remain middle class, but they can't do it to the tune of them taking on a budget that will include so many people that they don't even know themselves if they can support their own family and still meet a certain lifestyle. I'm not taking up for them. I'm not putting them down. I'm just being reasonable. That budget is a huge, huge role player in all of this crap that's going on. Because right now, where's the money coming from? And they said they want people to work, but can we afford to take care of people that are being imported here too? You know?
We
Somebody
haven't been able to. We shouldn't. Know. Right. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right. No, you got an excellent point. And it's not that we don't want anybody here. You know, we don't own anything. If you were a God believer, you'd be in God's land. I hear you.
When you're finished, when you're finished, I'll tell you why.
Yeah, go ahead. Right now, please.
Okay.
And
do you know there are over one?
I see here.
We have over 100 million people out of work. Okay? The figures that the government tells us about the unemployment, which is like 3%, 5%, it's a bunch of lies.
Uh-huh.
The reason why they lie to us is because when you take into consideration, the government takes this into consideration, what I'm about to tell you. Able-bodied
mm-hmm.
people who are able to work, that means people over 16,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
So that means teenagers. They're also including
mm-hmm.
senior citizens who are even getting Social Security. These people are not considered
right.
part of the workforce. They are considered
uh-huh.
part of the citizens
you.
Who are able to work, but they're out of work. So if we have 105, let's be conservative. Let's say 90 million, which seems like so many. You have to ask yourself. We only have 305, 315 million people in America. You're going to tell me, Joe, that one out of every third person is out of work? Well, according to the criteria of what an able-bodied
uh-huh.
person is able to work but is not working, let's say, you know, you're a senior
mm-hmm.
in high school or a freshman in college, you're not working, you're able-bodied, but you're going to school, you're still not working, but somebody comes over here from another country and takes the job that you would have had. We have
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, let's say
you know
million.
What? I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I've been approached with that subject matter out in the streets, period. People are
uh-huh.
livid. because, you know, they don't understand how we're looked at as the second person in line, versus being the first person, and the pillings who and the people who are actually willing to make adjustments so that they run after with student loans, for example, real fast. They run after mm-hmm. them, chase them down, and yet still they can afford to bring all of the people here and put them up just like they live next door to us like yesterday. We don't
right.
want them to downgrade mm-hmm. them. We want them to get an opportunity to work through some things as well, because nobody's interested in hating nobody. There's too many other things out here to discuss versus hatred, and you know, it really makes me wonder who's actually initiating all of these things that they criticize Americans for trying to do, and they don't think about their priorities. I'm with you, Joe. So I'm sorry. I have to at least listen to you as well as other people and say to ourselves, we want to have love for other people. It's not what you do, it's how you do it, as the saying goes. Joe, I wish I could really talk to you, but I have to further address the issues, if you don't mind. And thank you very much. I appreciate your bringing that to my attention, producer. And so anyway, meanwhile, we just wanted to say that we know that there have been a lot of rain needed to snuff the fires. But it's amazing. Isn't it contradictory? But this is how Mother Nature is, how we can receive all the water in the world on the East Coast here, and it falls short of the fire line in order to snuff that out. But it only goes to show you that, you know, that may be considered awkward climate, but they say you have to be able to let nature take its course to help with the wildfire situation, and that is correct. But in addition to that, you should also take into consideration, like mentioned by Joe, there is a situation involving prevention, what they call on the computer, firewalls. What are you doing to develop these deterrents from ever occurring in the United States history ever again, considering people say we're the great country, you know, however they phrase another world, but they have to consider what it takes to preserve the terrain that we are expected to reside in, on, rather. Okay, so with that being said, I hate to have to touch that situation, especially with people coming in. It's not that people don't want them in. It's just that how the country addresses the people who are already here, some for generations as well, especially because, you know, really touches them. I listen to people when I tell them, you know, what I do a little, you know, they, oh, boy, it's just like opening up a dialogue. It's opening up a conference line, and they go for it. And they'll sit around and say, well, who look like who in the line? And are they somebody I can relate to? No, they just want to get it off their chest. Okay, so one of the most common criminal situations regarding the guns in some of these metropolitan cities here in the United States, they may cause other instruments of death to be touched on, because it's not just guns taking people out. They include different things like knives. Boy, if I could tell you a list of a few of those incidences lately that are just out of control. There was an officer here in Philadelphia who had a knife situation where he was stabbed, and he survived it. He's not going to have a happy life for whatever is left of it. And I think he was 20. Boy, that's a rough age right there. Some people don't know how to control themselves, and they have to be taught it or learn it through another force. Maybe they need seminars or workshops conducive to what their needs to understand what the idea of having self-control is. As well, as some people said, an education. Don't have to be a huge education. Look at the guy on the show called Shark Tank named Damon. He said, why should everybody have to go to college? He said, when there are situations when they
have problems with student loans. He said that there could be so many things like service organizations or service jobs that have allowed people to climb up who didn't have to attend college. And he said, and he welcomed them. He said, because you'd be surprised. I'm sure even on Shark Tank, not everybody, when they come there to ask for money for their dream job, if they're pretty much approved, they are definitely not, let's say, rejected. Because I say that because people see the potential in them doing something other than that than sitting up in the class hoping they can get it right and maybe not before life is over for them. And he's not condoning college, but he knows it also is not for everybody. They have vocational training schools. They have training trade jobs, things of that nature. And some things don't require highly trained positions on a level which they cannot even manage to achieve because they don't have the money or they have somebody or something in the government or the organizations that keep them held back from being able to further themselves. So applaud you, Damon, for at least trying to look out for the underdog and make good of what the economy should be having, which are people who not only just want to work, but they wanted to show that they have an ability to achieve a level that a person who understands their setbacks are. So good going, Damon. He's one of the panelists, one of the millionaires or multimillionaires who have been able to come up with that conclusion. So anyway, to mention this, they have other things that they have done, the criminals, and they assaulted people, they murdered people, used deadly weapons unjustifiably, like a hit and run from a car, which is deliberate, you know, in some cases, some not, of course. Most people stay there at the scene of the crime. They recommend that so that you wouldn't have any complications when you have to go in front of a judge about the verification that, no, was not intentional if it was proven. And so many people, they ask the question, where do those people get those guns from? Or why do they do what they do and take the lives of innocent children and people, they ask. They ask that because, especially in the low-income areas, they don't understand why these people do. Well, they never had taken out time to study the pros and cons of what living in low-income areas bring. Some people, they can't handle dysfunctional situations. Some of them, they just want to achieve a level of greatness, and the only power they can see themselves acquiring is through the usage of a firearm that somebody provided from them. Oh, there are places people can get stuff, even whether it's a legal situation or illegal ones, but I don't have time to run out on every last one of them. The name is to let them understand why it is necessary to reevaluate your life, you know, seek some assistance on what you'd like to do in order to stay out of the streets and not become a criminal. You know, there was a police officer, if I'm not mistaken, in Chicago recently. They said she was either killed or gunned down or whatever, and there hasn't been an incident like that for like about 30 years before that, where a woman officer, the young lady was unfortunately, if I'm not mistaken, laid to rest. But it was mentioned in the out here, and it was just an insane situation. Nevertheless, there have been a few suspects who have been caught by the police lately, and not only this area, but a few other places across the United States, which means that the police force are becoming more better at uncovering those investigated assaults and or murders. So that's a blessing. That means they're really getting close to that. But I would like to advise anybody, if in your neighborhoods, you can ask for the community liaison officer to appeal to them to have maybe a monthly meeting about a community town watch group or integrated services, but protect yourself. Don't let the neighbors know who you are to try to show an interest in certain things. Because I heard there are people who will sell you out and take you down. So we don't want that to happen. So if you can get a representative at your friendly police officer group, at least the ones you think are friendly enough, that's a blessing because, you know, we do have our fair share of people who are not necessarily correct on the force, but we have more positive ones there because if it weren't that case, then there would be more chaos than you could ever presume. So with that ever questioning as to why you would like to speak to the community resource office, I'll just say nothing in particular. I just have an idea of what I would like to just ask some questions about, and that should be between you and a community liaison officer. We have something here in Philadelphia called Town Watch, and it does have a linkage with the police officer without you having to ever reveal who you are. Something called Eyes and Ears, and you said you would like to be not anonymous, identify the group that you're with, and you should receive satisfaction. If not, reported to the captain of that particular district that you live in. So call up the Integrated Town Watch Services people after you Google it in the early morning hours, which are approximately about maybe 9 a.m. They may be in the office, and inquire about it so you can continue to protect yourself. Most people said that they can't go around and tell any information because they're fearful for their life. That I can understand about. But how long do you think all of this can last without realizing that somebody's going to have to at least start somewhere? But like I said, don't share that information with the neighbors. My own mother warned me about that because once you start doing that, you're only setting yourself up for failure. And with that being said, I thank you all very much. I apologize for not being able to uncover the information dealing with the many women and children, and even some males across not only the United States, but the world who are being victimized by human sex trafficking. That's a terrible, terrible disrespect. People have been found sliced up and all types of stuff. And you don't have to be fearful, but you have to understand this is a reality. You know, little children are being snatched up right there when they're in, and say, for example, a department store with their mothers. They show clips on TV of the mother having to run down a man who snatched her child. And she succeeded, but it was no pun intended. But, I mean, child snatching? I mean, when does it all end? You know, you don't want your child snatched. Matter of fact, you never know. You may wake up from a nice, quiet drink at a tavern with somebody, compliment some person, and they escort you out of there just like you were with them, and you may be on that list. You got to protect yourself out here. This is the real world. I will address that maybe in the near future as well as the other topics that I mentioned previously and hope that I can get some very good concerns and more insight or maybe just to see the world get better because, you know, it's not what it used to be. It's not an issue of how people can come to the understanding or how we can easily conduct all of the things we need to survive. So with that happen to be the tryst of whatever I could offer you right at this moment, I appreciate you being there to hear not only myself out, but my co-host. And with that being said, this is where I'm going to take you over into Ngozi time. Thank you.
Well, first of all, this young lady has been nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Outstanding show tonight from Antonia Batts. I loved it, and I love the feedback from around the world. That young man called in from New Zealand tonight. And we want to thank so much for all the people calling. Young man calling from California tonight. Thank you for calling in tonight and expressing your views right here on these O&D stations. Tomorrow night, we have Jared the Gifted One Thomas and a little tea time. And he's going to give us how he feels and all the things that matter to him and his community tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli Inc. Goes in the Prize, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're in Gozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozi at Pinterest and Google+. Ola Deli and Malibu and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Your Info Guru, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? olaydelay@gozi.com. And I am your mother and father's paid producer, as well as the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer Enshrinee for the Hall. Ola Deli Malibu and Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. I'm going to say something to all the folks out there, whether it's family, whether it's people out there listening to us on a constant basis, or also rants. People are looking, they listen intently for you to make mistakes and fall. Even the people that love you so much that they say. Antonia Bass has been here so long with me, and she's seen it come and seen it go. The people who are steadfast are the ones that win. Don't look for someone to fall because you're jealous and envious. Always try to build up people who are in your family. And this young lady's been with me since February 27, 2013. And she's still here. The International Internet Radio, broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2020. Miss Antonia Bass, you have exactly 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go to the program.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening this evening. And I hope you all feel blessed that you're able to share and learn something from me. Hopefully, I'll learn something from you. Lastly, I pray that these people, when they come over here, that they learn the art of supporting this country that gave them an opportunity to be rescued from their situation if they get to remain here, and supplement our economy, because there will be many occupations that we could really use your assistance for. Don't leave us, for those of us who've been here for the longest and been trying to support a country. Listen, nobody hates nobody, but just don't leave us hanging and making us believe that it is our responsible to carry everybody over who happened to step their foot on our soil, and you not make a contribution as well, because it's not an issue of what we demand. It's an issue of everybody helping everybody once you get over here. So thank you very much. And with that being said, I hope you're blessed. We don't want to, you know, share hatred. We want to share effective encouragement for everybody, hopefully doing the right thing. Have a wonderful evening. And prepare to listen to the other co-hosts throughout the week and the month, because they have such a great variety of things to share and offer, and I don't want you all to miss out on. Thank you and good night.